KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Let's take a look at high school cross country last night. The Trainer Cross Country Invitational on the girls' side saw Underwood win with 48 points. Exira EHK, the runner-up, with 110. Trainer at a 116 total for third. Logan Magnolia, fourth at 157. Riverside at 158 points for fifth place. Carly Larson of Underwood was the individual champion, with her teammate Mary Grace Martin finishing second. Nicole Hildebrand of St. Albert was third. Caitlin Holliday of Adair Casey Cam placing fourth. Peyton Spohr of IKM Manning was fifth. The rest of the top ten includes Kylie Cook of Underwood at sixth. Emily Kopic of Exira EHK was seventh. Her teammate Rose Anderson was eighth. Mackenzie Mantle of AHSTW placing ninth. And Alexis Post of Riverside running 10th last night. On the boys' side, Boyer Valley won the team title with 58 points. Tri-Center, the runner-up, with 98. Underwood third with a 132 total. AHSTW was fourth at 136. Riverside at 144 points for fifth place. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer was the individual champ, with Zach Ambrose of Boyer Valley second. Tim Brink of Riverside third. Evan Wilson of Exira EHK fourth. Joe Weber of Boyer Valley was fifth. The rest of the top 10, Connor Garrett of Boyer Valley was sixth. Max Ross of St. Albert seventh. Cale Bilheimer of Adair Casey Cam was 8th. Martin Garrett of St. Albert 9th. And Christopher Jarrett of Tri-Center was 10th in that meet last night. Also at the Winterset Cross Country Invitational, Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley was the individual champion on the girls' side, as she beat Jessica Beatty of Creston and Emma Harper of East Union. They were in the top running there as well. And also Shane Braheny of Nottoway Valley won the boys' title yesterday, as Creston's Cooper McDermott was second. Brayton Funk of Nottoway Valley was fifth in the top five as well. Nathan Van Tiger ran 10th, also from Nottoway Valley, in that meet yesterday in Winterset. In high school volleyball play last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Harlan over Shenandoah 3-0. Red Oaks beating Glenwood 3-2. Lewis Central swept 3 from St. Albert. Kemper Catholic took 3 in a row from Denison. Western Iowa Conference saw Logan Magnolia beat West Harrison 3-0. From the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Adair Casey 3-1 over Charter Oak Ute. Coon Rapids Bayard defeating Cam 3-1. Glidden Ralston over Woodbine 3-0. In the Corner Conference, Essex over Clarinda Academy 3-0. Fremont Mills beat East Mills 3-2. Stanton over Heartland Christian 3-0. Sydney beat South Page 3-0. Also last night in volleyball, Bedford over Nottoway Valley 3-2. East Union beat Lennox 3-0. Mount Air over Southwest Valley 3-0. Carroll swept 3 from Boone, and Guthrie Center took 3 of 5 from Ogden in volleyball last night. The Associated Press weekly high school football poll out this week, and it looks like this. In Class 4A, West Des Moines Valley is top-ranked, with West Des Moines Dowling right behind. Bettendorf is number 3 this week. Top of the 3A class is Pella, unanimous number 1, with West Delaware number 2 and Cedar Rapids Xavier 3. Harlan up 3 spots to number 6 in this week's poll. Dallas Center Grimes drops from 3rd to 9th in the poll this week. In Class 2A, Albia, Spirit Lake, and South Tama are the top 3 rated teams. In 1A, it's Iowa City Regina, Dyke New Hartford, and Pella Christian the top 3. Panorama is in at number 7, and Underwood is into the poll at number 9 this week. In Class A, Audubon jumps all the way to the top, as the Wheelers get 5 first place votes, and they're the number 1 ranked team this week. BGM is number 2, Algona Garrigan 3. Gladbrook Rhinebeck actually got the most first place votes. They got 6, but they're 4th in the poll this week with a 1-1 record. Also, Bedford is in the poll at number 10 in Class A this week. In 8-man, Newell Fonda is top-rated, with Fremont Mills number 2. Gilbertville Don Bosco is 3rd. Glidden-Ralston ranked 4th. Exira EHK is at 10 in this week's poll. The Iowa State Medical Examiner says former New York Giants safety Tyler Sash has died at the age of 27. The director of forensic operations for the Medical Examiner tells the Associated Press that his office and local police are investigating Sash's death. No cause of death has been determined, but an autopsy is scheduled for this morning. Sash started 37 games for the University of Iowa from 2007 to 2010. As he earned first-team All-Big Ten honors as a senior, he helped the Giants win their last Super Bowl. The SEC has landed a record 10 teams in the first Associated Press college football poll of the season, although Ohio State remains a unanimous number 1 following its 42-24 win at Virginia Tech. Alabama is the highest-ranked SEC school after climbing to second in the poll. TCU is 3rd, followed by Baylor, Michigan, Michigan State, that should be, Auburn, Oregon, Southern Cal, Notre Dame, and Georgia. In addition to the Crimson Tide, Tigers, and Bulldogs, the SEC has LSU, Texas A&M, Mississippi, Arkansas, Missouri, Tennessee, and Mississippi State all in the poll. Texas A&M and Mississippi State cracked the top 25 with victories last weekend. Major League Baseball action yesterday. Starlin Castro and Anthony Rizzo homered and combined for 7 RBIs, and the Chicago Cubs earned their 5th straight win, beating the St. Louis Cardinals 8-5 in the middle game of a 3-game series Tuesday night. The Cardinals have the best record in the majors at 87-51, but they've dropped 5 of the last 6. Their lead over Pittsburgh in the National League Central slipped to 4.5 games. The Cubs are 6.5 back and are second on the National League wildcard race behind the Pirates. St. Louis was down 8-0 before pinch hitter Randall Grichuk sparked a 5-run seventh inning with a 2-run homer. Jason Hamill allowed 3 runs in 6-plus innings for the Cubs. They've won 5 in a row. Michael Wacha gave up 6 runs in 4 innings, his shortest outing of the season, and on 10 days rest. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Philadelphia over Atlanta 5-0. The Mets beat Washington 8-7. Miami down Milwaukee 6-4. Pittsburgh over Cincinnati 7-3. San Francisco beat Arizona 6-2. San Diego 2-1 over Colorado. Eric Hosmer hit a 3-run double. Kendry Morales drove in another, and the Kansas City Royals hung tough through 8 more innings for a 4-2 victory over the Minnesota Twins Tuesday night, snapping their 4-game skid. Edinson Volquez settled down after a shaky start to last 7 innings, allowing 6 hits and 2 runs, consecutive RBI hits by the Twins' Brian Dozier and Joe Mauer. Volquez had been hammered for at least 6 earned runs in 3 of his past 5 starts. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Baltimore beat the Yankees 2-1. It was Detroit in 13 innings, 8-7 over Tampa Bay. Toronto beat Boston in 10 innings, 5-1. White Sox over Cleveland 7-4. Oakland beat Houston 4-0. And Texas 9-6 over Seattle. One interleague game saw the Dodgers beat the Angels by a 6-4 final. Former St. Louis Cardinals and Houston Astros pitcher Joaquin Andujar has died at the age of 62 of complications from diabetes. Andujar was a 2-time All-Star in 5 seasons with the Cardinals, helping the team win the 1982 World Series and the 1985 National League pennant. He had 20 win seasons in 1984 and 85 and led the National League in victories in 84. He was a 15-game winner on the Cardinals' 1982 World Series club. Andujar broke in with the Astros in 1976 and represented the team in 2 All-Star games. He also spent 2 seasons with Oakland before completing his career with the 1988 Astros. The New York Yankees are not in the best of health as they try to catch the Blue Jays in the AL East race. Yankees general manager Brian Cashman says that the elbow inflammation will keep pitcher Nathan Eovaldi from throwing for 2 weeks before he starts a 2-week throwing program. That means Eovaldi will likely miss the rest of the regular season after going 14-3 with a 4.2 earned run average. Yankees manager Joe Girardi says there's no telling when first baseman Mark Teixeira will return from a bone bruise in his right shin. In tennis yesterday, Serena Williams is now within 2 match victories of completing a Grand Slam. Williams maintained that goal by defeating her sister in the U.S. Open women's quarterfinals last night, a 6-2, 1-6, 6-3 triumph over Venus Williams. Serena fired 12 aces and broke serve 3 times, earning the right to take on Roberta Vinci in the semifinals on Thursday. Vinci advanced with a 3-set win over Kristina Mladenovic. The unseeded Vinci had never advanced past the 4th round of a Grand Slam event before this month. The men's semifinals will include top-seeded Novak Djokovic. He was able to outlast number 18 Feliciano Lopez yesterday. Defending men's champ Marin Cilic stretched his U.S. Open winning streak to 12 as he held on to beat 19th-seeded Joe Wilfried Tsonga in 5 sets. Cilic will take on Djokovic in Friday's men's semifinals. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.